Excuse me, sir. It looks like you're in a hurry. Are you going anywhere?
I'm going further and further.
You had a real grimace there a minute ago. There's something happening that's new.
A what?
You had a grimace.
Grimace?
You know, on your face. Well, no, not like that.
Wait, now?
Well, a minute ago, it looked like something hurt, and you were kind of limping.
Oh, yeah, I'm limping. I had for a couple of days, I think that about a week ago, my hip went out of place, and it went better and better. So the last 2 days, I was really limping because the opposite muscle started to take over, and because no chiropractor came to fix it, so it went of course not better, and
it did go better.
It didn't.
Oh.
And yesterday, last but not least, the chiropractor came and he placed the bones back to the right place. But the muscle, which had to work so hard to keep it kind of running, it's really worn out. It's really like dead. And this is it. The feeling is now different. The feeling was before, the muscle has to hold the whole structure somehow. This is now not anymore, but the muscle, yeah, has also some duties, and it's a little bit overstretched, the whole thing. I never experienced actually something like that before. When I came out, I took, after the treatment, my last short break yesterday, and when I came out, I wanted to start running, and like, I just had to start laughing, because this muscle was so worn out. I never experienced it before. And yeah, then I started to try thank you. I did it.
How much?
66.
Zero?
Yeah.
So your weight now is 66 kilograms and started off at,
I don't know exactly, but I think 70 or 71.
Okay, so down four, five kilograms. So this is finishing, but not making it easy at all. At least the last couple hundred miles has been really tough.
Yeah, they were really good. I enjoyed them a lot. A little bit deeper experiences.
Now, the last time we talked, you mentioned this prayer that had come to you about asking the Supreme to give you the burdens that you needed, but not to give you anything extra.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Sorry, you had a prayer that you had where you said, just give me the burdens I absolutely need.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the case, this is its manifestation then.
I don't know, but I expect so. I mean, you know, it's all connected with our faith. And I try to strengthen my faith. And you know, I can say, my Lord, let your will be done. Without any, you know, like it's empty. You know, like I can just say it like a parrot, like blah, blah, blah. And of course, like I'm on a long way away to be perfect. So if I say this prayer, I try to be as sincere as possible. And what the result comes, I try, as I mentioned in my prayer, to take happily and cheerfully. And so I'm going that way, and it looks like this is a little bit manifestation of it. I don't know. I mean, it was a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. It is like that. Yeah. You've got your nice red football jersey on that says number 27. You wore it 2 years ago when you finished. And in fact, you bring it out every time you finish this thing.
So far, yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, you know, like the history, the beginning of the shirt is that that year, the Swiss national team, the soccer Swiss national team, they had really an unbelievable team spirit. So I never bought actually a shirt, a tricolor like that from a club, from a team. But I got so inspired, so I bought one, and you could say, you know, print something on it. So after a long search for the words I would like to place there, I chose like Joy Guru, and I mean not the English joy, and 27 because it's a very nice number. So joy is Bengali, means victory, and for me this race is really absolutely a team, like a oneness project. And without the race directors, without the kitchen, without the helpers, without the runners, of course, it would be not possible to let it run, or whatever, how to say, I don't know. So, and for me, it's like the all over thing is the ultimate guru, the absolute supreme. So for me, it's like a victory for him that he could manage that I'm able to finish.
You're going to set a PB today, personal best?
I will, yes.
By how much, you think?
I don't know, I mean, like, my PB would be, if I would finish tomorrow at about 9 a.m. So it's, let's say 18 hours or something like that.
Now, with the gap of a year and coming back, it's not that you weren't out of shape, but to come back and even do better by that much is pretty amazing, isn't it?
I don't know. It is just like it is. I mean, you know, this multi-day race, this 3,100-mile race, is an inner thing. So, if you... Yeah, I mean, you know, it's inner progress and outer success. So, I tried actually anyway to surrender the outer success. Of course, it's very nice if you can transcend yourself. And of course, also last year, I haven't been here. I made some inner progress. And why not to make a new personal best?
You've always said that you're kind of a here and now guy. But is there anything that's happened here in the last 48 days that you remember perhaps beyond the course?
I mean, definitely. But they are smaller and bigger, like inner things, like kind of like a... compare like to a meditation experience or so. It's like, yeah, deeper experiences. And this I will, of course, take with me. I mean, outer thing, I don't know. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I felt good. I felt strong. I felt most of the time happy. Be here. I feel like a fully blossomed blue lotus. You have never a nice face.
Thank you.